Why do some people blame others for their faults?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Some people blame others for their own faults. They think to admit failure reduces their self-worth or cause them to lose control of a situation, or it's a way to make others feel they deserve mistreatment. We read in Genesis 3 that when God confronted Adam and Eve, they blamed others for their disobedience. God asked Adam, "Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?" He replied, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" "The serpent deceived me," she replied. "That's why I ate it." It's quite clear that one of the reasons God did not forgive Adam and Eve for their disobedience was because they never admitted they were wrong. Pride can keep us from admitting our failures toward one another and hinder our harmony. Pride can keep us from growing in our relationship with God. It's why the first of Jesus' Beatitudes, recorded in Matthew chapter 5, is this: "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." While some people may never accept God's forgiveness when He grants it and may continue to beat up on themselves, others never receive forgiveness because they're unwilling to admit their sinfulness and come to God for cleansing. When we repent of our sins and approach God in Jesus' name, God is faithful to forgive us.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com